With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. With Cabinet having concluded last month to put a moratorium on the granting of official funerals until March 2026, the presidency has now confirmed that exceptions may be made by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. Despite the moratorium, the president has granted a state funeral to former Defence Force Chief Solomon Jesus Hawala. Presidency spokesperson Jonas Mbambo explains.
The moratorium was put in place, but what people are forgetting is that she still has a constitutional power. The constitution gives her the power to bestow, you know, this honor on individuals who, after consultation, but she doesn't make this the decision unilaterally. She consults either with the AG or there's a committee that sits, but she does not make this decision by herself without consultations to ensure that she is within the confines of the law. And she hasn't broken any law. She has bestowed that honor within the powers that are given to her by the constitution. The moratorium still stands, but that condition of the president still exercising her power through the constitution is still there for her to exercise.
Efforts by some African countries to attract luxury tourism have yielded limited benefits for local communities, with new research by the University of Manchester saying that it often causes more harm than good.
New research in the African Studies Review suggests that while African governments are promoting luxury tourism as high value, low impact, that's not always the case. The study found that all-inclusive resorts often isolate tourists from local communities, hire few local workers, and redirect spending abroad. The most profitable eco-lodges are foreign-owned, with much of the revenue flowing to overseas agencies and imported goods. Researchers warn this model deepens inequality, concentrating profits among foreign companies and small local elite, while most tourism jobs remain low paid. In Kenya, tensions boiled over last week when a local activist filed a lawsuit to block a new Ritz-Carlton safari lodge in the Masai Mara. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Tens of thousands of Israeli reservists are expected to be called up for an offensive to take Gaza City, despite reports that Israeli officials are studying a ceasefire proposal that Hamas has agreed to. Blake Sifton has the latest from Tel Aviv.
60,000 Israeli reservist soldiers are expected to begin receiving call-up orders on Wednesday after Defense Minister Israel Katz approved plans for the takeover of Gaza City. The military reportedly intends to first set up infrastructure in southern Gaza to house displaced civilians before issuing evacuation orders for the estimated 1 million Palestinians living in Gaza City. The military would then siege Gaza City and launch its offensive. The plan's approval comes despite reports that Israeli officials are studying a ceasefire proposal that Hamas has agreed to and plan to give their response in the coming days. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
And finally, the Namibia University of Science and Technology will host an international conference on the responsible use of artificial intelligence and new technologies in higher education. The event takes place from 1 to 3 October at the Vintook Country Club Resort and Casino, NUST spokesperson Cindy van Wyk.
Now, what makes this gathering so important is that it's not just about tech for tech's sake. It's about asking how can AI and other emerging tools be used responsibly in higher education, and what's more, how they can help us solve real challenges in society. So if you're interested in learning how AI and emerging technologies are shaping the future of education, do keep an eye out. You can also visit the conference website for more information.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.